Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Year edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? Happy New Year, everyone.
Right. Happy New Year to everybody listening to the program. Of course, you're listening to Sports Urban Legend. Of course, I'm William Ramo, like I just said. We're going to lead off with a little Nick. Basketball and talk about this, the Carmelo situation with concerning the Nets and the Knicks.
Yep.
Talk a little football with the Jets pounding on the Buffalo Bills at the New Meadowlands. And, we'll talk about the Giants as well. And we'll also talk a little baseball, even though there's nothing really going on.
Baseball?
It's so-called hot stove, but it's really cold.
Mm-hmm.
Cold, but we'll talk about that, too. And I guess our predictions about the upcoming season in, like, 4 months from now. And we'll also, as usual, talk a little, sports entertainment, a little pro wrestling, at the end. And, of course, we're always listening to the listeners if they want to make a contribution, if they feel to, choose to do so. Feel free to call the show. But without further ado, let's talk about the Knicks as they snap their losing streak at the hands of the Heat and the Magic. They can't win in Florida, but they came home to New York, to NYC, the Garden, and they're back to their winning ways.
Garden was rocking this morning, this afternoon, I should say.
Right.
Fans were into it. They dug their cars out of the snow.
Mm-hmm.
They drove to the Garden, and yeah, it's been rocking. The Knicks had a good game today.
Yeah, they were more rocking than Shawn Michaels and Mario Giannulli.
Yeah, they were more rocking than the Rock and Sock Connection.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, good thing they snapped their losing streak, but unfortunately it looks like their losing streak's gonna start at 1 again when they face Spurs tomorrow, or actually Tuesday.
Hey, you never know, man. Anything can happen.
The Knicks are, you know, they are playing better, and if they bring that, you know, intensity and, you know, block some shots and
yeah,
try to, you know, provide somewhat of a defensive presence, you know, who knows? They could steal one against the Spurs. Who knows?
I know, man. I mean, come on.
We did beat the New Orleans
Hornets.
Well, the Hornets, right. Yeah, I'm trying to remember their name. Excuse me for some weird reason.
Yep.
Hornets, we defeated the Nuggets, Suns, which, I mean, they're not doing as well. They're not doing good this year, but, you know, they've always been a playoff contending team.
Yeah.
Prior to this year. And, I mean, some other teams escaped me. Golden State was decent. I mean, they've defeated some good teams along the way this year. So they've proved, you know, they could, you know. I mean, they're good against the average teams and the below average teams. But as you've seen against Celtics a couple of times, which they've had some chances, especially the last time they faced them when, you know, they had their best loss of the year when Amari Stoudemire hit a three. But it didn't count because the time expired. And
man, that three had counted, man. Durham would have went crazy, and
yep.
Yeah, that was a great loss, though.
Yeah, that was obviously the best loss of the year. And some people argue that it was our best game of the year.
Yeah.
And you could make a good argument for that because it was going back and forth. Garden, I mean, it was rocking. I mean, they were really into that game. I mean, you know, it's just that the Celtics, you know, talent and experience, you know, pretty much, you know, they knew how to win. And, you know, they were able to make the stops and, you know, get the last shot with Paul Pierce, you know, draining what would be the dagger and game winner of that game a couple of weeks ago. But, of course, Knicks, they lost to the Heat as they got blown out again.
Well, I mean,
played
good. And I was just going to say that they played good in the first half. In the second half, they made a run, though.
Yeah, they was close in the first half. The thing, they were like, what, leading by two or tied or down by two. It was a, you know, competitive game, but second half, man. They sort of thought they were on the beach or something because they just let LeBron and D Wade and overrated Chris Bosh just, you know, dominate them.
Yeah, but you have to give the Heat credit. They have been playing better.
Yeah, they have been.
Much better. You know, they're like second in the East now, so
they're starting to, you know, live up to their potential.
Yeah.
I mean, they just recently had their winning streak snapped. I think we went up to like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Good.
Obviously, they're not the 98 Bulls team, but, you know, they still got a shot. I think in the end, they'll, you know, they'll choke.
I think so. To the Celtics.
Yeah, they'll probably lose to the Celtics, or if they.
Or even the Knicks.
Who knows? I'd love to see that.
I'd love to see it too.
Oh, man, I'd love to see that. The Heat, man, that was always a team that annoyed me. I don't know. I I couldn't stand that. I mean, it's just, you know, with LeBron going back there, just I think it took my hatred for them to that next level. But I always couldn't stand that team, but especially with Alonzo Mourning, all those Tim Hardaway, all those guys. But we always beat them other than that fight. That was 97, I believe it was.
Yeah, I mean, we always beat them in the playoffs, except for that, like you mentioned, that fight in 97 that, you know, got Patrick Ewing and John Starks suspended.
Yep.
We could have won that series, man.
And Larry Johnson, too, because he was having that fight with, what's his name, with Mourning.
Oh, no, that was the year after. That was 98 that they had that fight, yeah. That was the year after that. The Knicks won that one. Oh, you know, that they won that one, and then the year after that, they won that 99 with the Allen Houston.
Yeah, the Houston shot, biggest shot of his career, especially as a Knick.
And the Knicks won the year after that in 2000 again.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, that's true. The Knicks have always been their daddy, you know.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, recent years, you know. You know, Wade became their best player.
Yeah.
And, you know, took him to the championship along with Shaq at his side. And, you know, Alonzo Mourning riding piggyback on, you know, on their championship run.
They're a good team right now.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they're a championship caliber team. You know, they underachieved, you know, in the beginning, but, you know, they're getting their swagger back. You know, they're actually playing team basketball because up in the beginning, they couldn't persevere when both LeBron and Wade were together because they're, you know, both, you know, the same type of player, you know,
right,
who can score and, you know, give assists, but these guys need the balls in their hands, you know, the ball in their hands for them to dominate. So it took time, but it looked like now they're, you know, they're in sync right now.
Yeah. But I still don't think they're better than the Celtics.
Talent-wise, yes, but then again, Celtics do have – they do have a better bench. I mean, they do have, you know, Shaq, even though he's old. They have, of course, Rondo, the young guy, you know, the starting point guard on their team. But, you know.
Shaq has been playing like it's 2000.
Yeah, I know. He's been dominating. So, overall, they do have the better cast. But, you know, the Heat, you know, they got the top three, but then they have, you know, aging players who are, you know, mediocre at best.
Yeah.
But the Celtics, I have to agree with you, you know, due to, you know, their experience, and they're a more, you know, better rounded team.
They play defense.
Yep. Oh, and don't they play defense for sure? I mean, with the exception of today when we won 98 points today. I think the two losses that we had when we scored under 100 points were both to the Heat.
Yep.
So they've dominated us. They've even pretty much shut down our MVP, Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, Amari has to step up in these big games. Also, Landry Fields, for some reason, he disappears in these big games also. I mean, I know he's a rookie, but come on, man. You have to step up now, rookie.
But, you know, they all had, you know, good games today, especially Amari. He had a 26-point game. MVP, the other MVP, Ronnie Turioff, he had, like, 6 block shots. He looked like he injured his hand, but looked like he should be okay. Gallinari injured his knee, like in the second half, I think in the third quarter.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember who else. Falcons.
Mike Lee injured his hand, high-fiving everybody in the front row. I don't know if you saw that, but, you know, a lot of people getting injured today.
Yeah. there were, I think there was one more person who got injured, but I can't remember. It was there was Gallinari, of course. There was Turiaf. Something he's been having like a nagging injury, I think, with his arm or his hand.
Yeah.
And maybe the Knicks fans jumping up and down, you know, after every dunk. But of course, Knicks are, you know, looking to improve the team. Maybe get a backup point guard, maybe Luke Rudenauer or Sebastian Telfair from, you know, from Minnesota.
Yeah.
And they've also thought about trading for former Knick Marcus Camby. You know, out of wait, let me try to remember what team he's on.
Camby's injury plagued, though. I don't know.
What team is he on again? I forgot what team.
Portland? Does he play for Portland?
Right, Portland. That's it. Thank you. I just remind me. Yeah, he's injury plagued, but he's, you know, he's played, you know, better. He's
healthy, block shots, he rebounds.
Yeah, because Knicks do definitely they do need a more defensive presence because Stoudemire's playing the center position. You know, give him a rest and have another guy. You know, defending, blocking shots.
Right.
They have that in Turiaf, but Turiaf is a, you know, a bench guy. You know, a little over the hill. I mean, age wise, but this guy, I mean, talent wise, I mean, this guy is still, you know, blocking shots and providing energy.
Turiaf is not that. Turiaf is not old, is he?
I don't think he's like 30,
34, 35. Is he that old? I thought he was like a young guy.
He's like in his 30s, isn't he?
I don't know, because
I'd have to research that, or, you know.
Because he, I mean, I know he played overseas, but I don't know.
Played for the Lakers.
He hasn't been in the league for that long.
We'll have to check that out, or maybe you could check that out. But
I know he's for the Lakers. I don't know how many years, but. He hasn't been in the NBA for that long.
Well, how long has he been in the NBA? Like 5 years or so?
I have no idea. But I know it's no more than 5 years. I know that for sure.
Yeah, he hasn't been, like you said, he hasn't been around that long, but I think he's getting up there. But
I don't know. It could be his beard.
Yeah, maybe it's his beard. That.
I don't think he's old, though.
Maybe he's 30. I mean, who knows? He's... But in any case, you know, he just doesn't have the, you know, right now the endurance to, you know, be a starting center.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he does have energy. He does block shots, rebounds.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He gets pumped up, you know, whenever, you
He's our, you know, energizer bunny off the bench, you know, igniting the crowd, his teammates.
Right.
He's a, did you say, I think it was after Amari dunked, he was like, Or was it after, what's his name, Chandler hit the three? He was like he was doing like a pose, like if he was like, you know, flexing his muscles, like if he was like Hulk Hogan or something.
I didn't see that, yeah.
I don't remember which one, if that was after the, one of the Chandler's.
I think that was after he blocked the shot. Okay, I'm looking at his, let me see right now. Okay, yeah, he is a young guy. He's born January 13, 1983. Like,
1983, you said?
Yeah, he's 27 years old.
Say what? When were you born?
January 13, 1983.
So he's going to be his birthday.
It's next week.
Yeah.
Or a week and a half from now. Yeah, the guy's a young guy. He played in France. He's French. And
I think he's either from France or Martinique or something like that.
Yeah, and he was drafted by Lakers in 2005. I mean, I think it's the beard that makes him look older.
Yeah, it is the beard that makes him look older.
Yeah.
I thought he was like 35 or something.
Nah, man, the guy's a young dude.
Yeah, like you said, I know he wasn't in the league for long, but I know he was definitely from the Lakers, but probably bounced around different places, like you say, even Europe.
Yeah.
I thought he, you know, he was a little, like you said, it's the beard.
It is a beard. But he does have energy when he comes in the game. Like, he blocks shots, rebounds.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Flexes his muscles like Hulk Hogan, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And he's into it.
Have the offense, you know, eating their vitamins and saying their prayers.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, there's rumors that they're saying, oh, you know, they should trade him, you know, so they could, you know, get a point guard and stuff like that. I'm like, nah, man.
Why?
You need to trade this guy. I mean, this guy is already a leader on the team already.
You can't trade him.
I know.
He's like the Energizer Bunny.
Exactly. This guy, you know, he has passion. You know, you can see he's a guy who, you know, who loves playing on the Knicks.
Yep.
And Felton, a couple of days ago, he was saying that, you know, he wants to retire here, you know.
Felton said that?
Yeah, Felton.
Oh.
You know, he wants to, after his contract, you know, ends, you know, he wants to, in 2 years, it's going to.
Felton's a young guy, dude. Damn, this guy's already thinking about retirement.
No, but he's saying that he wants to, you know, after his contract is up, after next year, he wants to sign another contract and remain, you know, sign a contract that makes him, you know, retire.
Oh. I mean, he's been playing good. I got to admit, he's one of the better point guards in the NBA right now. So.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's, I mean, because, you know, when they signed him, you know, I was like, no, this is a good move. You know, the guy, you know, he plays defense. You know, he always, like, averaged, like, at least 8 assists.
Yeah.
You know, I thought he'd be a good point guard, but he's actually taken it to the level that I don't think even he realized.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a good, solid, you know, pickup. You know, he'd be good for us, but, man, this guy is, man, that's our other go-to guy.
Yeah, I told you, like, we haven't had a true point guard like this since Mark Jackson.
Yeah, for real.
It's been a while.
Oh, yeah, definitely been a while.
Look at all the point guards we've had.
Mari's number one, and Felton's number two, just like their jerseys.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And they're both probably heading to the, well, I know Mari definitely is going to All-Star game, but Felton, he might go to the All-Star game also, but
yeah.
Come off the bench maybe.
Steinmeier, you know, he needs the fan vote so he can start. Because most likely, you know, KG is going to start over him.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you know how, you know, the All-Star games, you know, in sports are pretty much, what's the word I'm looking for?
It's a popularity
contest. Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. Because
yeah.
You got guys who even play, like, games, like, even played 10 games and then voted into the All-Star game.
Yep.
Yao Ming last year, he was going to get voted to the All-Star game, but I think his fellow Chinese countrymen were, you know, voting him in because, you know, of course they love him. You know, he's the, you know, the best player in Chinese history, you know, in basketball, NBA history.
Yeah.
You know, Chinese-born player. But even he was like, you know, he don't deserve the honor. And then there was an incident with Vince Carter. Like, they voted him in. I think it was Jordan's last year.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And then I think he went on the bench or something like that. He turned it down in respect for Jordan, I think.
No, actually, he accepted it at first. But then people started criticizing him. That he should have gave it to Jordan, and then he finally relented and gave it to Jordan.
Did he even participate in the All-Star game, or did he just...
Yeah, he participated.
He
came off the bench.
Oh, he came off the bench.
Yeah.
That was like 2003, I think.
Could have been. I don't even remember the year.
And I think last year Tracy McGrady was voted in the All-Star game, and he only played like 6 games.
Man,
I mean,
fans are crazy.
I mean, it's a joke. I mean... Seriously.
And Yao Ming, I mean, isn't he? I heard rumor he was gonna retire.
He might because he's having he had I think season-ending surgery or, you know, he's pretty much out for the rest of the year. I mean, he's been out for like practically most of 2 years or so.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And this is a guy years ago that you know we were thinking about him possibly coming to the Knicks.
Yeah.
That doesn't look like it's ever going to happen again.
Yeah, that. Yeah, it looks like his career is going to be done.
Yeah. Too bad.
Seemed like a nice guy, but you know, his career is over.
Yeah.
But I think they have a Knicks did get a guy in a trade, Jerome Jordan. You know, at the All-Star, I mean, at the NBA draft deadline, but they have him playing overseas.
Name Jordan is Jordan.
Jerome Jordan. He's like a center.
Oh.
But they have him playing, I think, on a Serbian team. And they right now they don't have any plans to, you know, bring him to the team.
Man, like, how come the Knicks aren't playing Randolph a little more? This guy has potential.
Yeah, he has potential, but unfortunately this year when they've played him, he hasn't really played well.
Yeah.
But they do definitely need to, you know, play him, you know, it's to raise, you know, because they do need a guy with his potential to, you know, hopefully take the spot, you know, of Curry, which we all thought when Curry, you know, that he would be the guy starting center, you know.
Where's Eddie Curry?
Eddie Curry, I think he had another setback, I think.
Oh, goodness.
He was supposed to come back, I think, this year, but I think he had another setback.
Man, I can't wait. His contract ends this year, right?
Yeah, thank God.
Good riddance.
Oh, man. His career is going to be over.
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
Good riddance to that guy.
Other than Yao Ming, I feel the exact opposite. I mean,
oh, man.
I feel sorry for Yao Ming's career to end, but his career, man, he brought this on himself.
Too bad.
Too bad.
He lost all that weight. You that stupid goatee.
Look like Plastico Gores.
Plastico Gores or what's the jet player, wide receiver?
Oh, Santonio Holmes.
No, the other guy. Brandon Edwards.
Brandon Edwards.
When Brandon Edwards had the goatee earlier this year. Brandon Edwards had like a Santa Claus beard.
He had like a Torgoff beard.
Like, what the hell is that?
Yep.
Like, is that Santa Claus?
Apparently, he had cold in his stocking because, you know, he sucked as a Knick.
Yeah, good reading to him, man.
Yeah, what if, what's his name's signing is going to be officially gone off the team? Curry. Curry was signed and traded from Isaiah.
Right.
Gonna be one of the last guy horrible contracts off the team.
Yeah, man, this guy as tall as he is, and you know, this guy could have been better than he was, you know. But he was soft.
Yeah. He was soft, and plus he jumped. You know, unlike LeBron and Stoudemire, you know, he wasn't ready for the NBA.
Yeah.
He should have went to college.
He should have.
He could have matured as a person and as a player. Because even Scott Skiles, the former Magic point guard and coach, Bulls head coach, I should say, he, you know, when he was coaching Curry, a reporter asked him a question like, "What do you think?" Curry has to do to be a better rebounder. You remember what he said?
He has to have heart?
No, he pretty much just said jump.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Because Curry, I mean, he don't have that, like you said, he don't have that heart or desire.
Yeah.
It's like he's just picking up paychecks, you know.
I don't understand the guy.
And his career is going to be over. And there's only one person he has to blame is himself.
And remember that story, that weird story where he's treating his chauffeur as a slave in his house?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's true. I mean, I don't know if what happened was true, but he also said that guy was like had a criminal background, and people were advising him, maybe even David Stern might have been one of them. People were advising him not to hire that guy because that guy has a criminal record. But he did otherwise, and I guess that's what happened when you get burned when, I don't know, trust the right people. If it's, I mean, the wrong people, if, you know, if yeah. what he's, if, you know, the guy is lying on him, but who knows? And I don't want to know.
Hey, that was a weird story.
Yep. And he's had some horrible stuff happen to him these couple of years. His baby mama and one of his kids, I think his daughter, was brutally murdered.
Yeah.
And some other, you know, unfortunate off-the-field stuff. Problem is with this guy, I mean, as a player, I mean, people say his teammates say he's a great teammate and a nice guy. Maybe he's too soft. I mean, maybe that's his problem. Maybe he's too soft to be a center.
He is.
Maybe he's too nice. No. But he clearly doesn't have that passion to be a center. He's just pretty much a tall guy who just happened to play center because he's 7 feet.
Yeah.
Or 6'10" or whatever he is.
His mid-career will be after his season, so we don't have to worry about him anyway.
Probably doesn't
even remember him.
That'd be a good thing for him.
You've never seen the guy, so.
Maybe he won't get booed anymore.
Hey. I haven't even had the chance to boo him in like 2 seasons. I haven't seen him.
But, oh, man, think of another bust, his former teammate. He made $5 million for 5 minutes. And of course, I'm talking about the infamous Jerome James.
Oh, Jerome James, yeah.
Man, I mean, that is the sweetest deal ever. I mean, he played 5 minutes out of an 82 game season, and you make a million a minute. Man, sign me up for that.
I'll take that anytime.
Dude.
And whatever happened to him?
I think I saw him on the milk carton the other day. But seriously, I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know, and I don't care.
Was that another Isaiah's signing?
Oh, yeah. Isaiah's using his Jedi mind tricks to make you forget that.
And if they ever bring Isaiah back, I'm telling you, Nick Sands will jump off the roof.
Or the corporate ones will just keep buying cheaper tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ridiculous.
Maybe they'll get free tickets, you know, to sit in the front row and high five Spike Lee when we lose.
Mm-hmm.
50 games or so.
Don't bring Isaiah back ever, please.
Yeah, that shows how Dolan, you know, he don't care about the fans, you know. Because after this year, what's his name? I should even say after this year. I mean, maybe in a couple of months they have to decide whether or not to pick up the last year of Danny Walsh's contract. So this might be Danny Walsh's last year as a Knicks.
I think they should bring him back.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if you heard. A couple of weeks ago, they promoted Allen Houston as assistant GM. So congratulations
to
him.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. And then the replacements for Donnie Walsh.
Yeah, that's like the only two guys. That's like the only guy that Dolan and Donnie Walsh agree on.
Yeah.
Because he had aspirations of maybe hiring Chris Mullin or Allen Houston or Mark Workenstein, that former Denver Nugget GM.
Right.
But it looks like, congratulations to Allen Houston for getting that job.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know anything about managing the team.
Yeah, I mean, I hope if whenever Danny Walsh steps down, I hope that they hire somebody with experience and groom him. Because I don't know. Or unless if Donnie Walsh, when he steps down, he becomes an advisor and kind of, you know, look out for him, you know. Because I don't trust Allen Houston, GMing, you know.
I don't either.
Here's the difference. a new guy who hasn't done it, you know, a head coach or a coach, have no problem with that. But as a GM, I mean, that's a big job. I mean, you're making deals, you're making signing players, you're making trades. I mean, you have a direct impact.
But you know what? I do trust Allen Houston more than I do Isaiah. So.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I mean, everything between Isaiah and Allen Houston, come on.
Yeah, come on. I trust him more than Isaiah any day of the week.
Oh, yeah. Read that. And that's not even up for a debate.
Yeah.
I think Isaiah is what mine. I think he thought he was trying to help the team, but his deals were even
horrendous.
Were as bad or even as bad as Scott Layden's.
Horrendous.
Yeah. And as great as Dave Checkitz was, you know, with the Knicks, I mean, his deal is what that deal that he made, the Hewen trade, is pretty much what set us on this bad course.
Yep. Should have just kept Patrick and let Patrick retire.
Yep. But there was switching slightly a little gears here, a little bit with the Carmelo thing. You know, of course, Nets and Knicks are both interested in getting Carmelo, and the only update about it is that reportedly that Nuggets want 5 picks. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 draft picks for Carmelo Anthony.
5 draft picks?
5 draft picks.
I don't know
how the hell that's going to happen. There's going to be that would have to be like a 4 or 5 team trade or something.
Man, one of these teams, they could wait for Carmelo in the offseason.
Yeah, but.
Is that desperate?
Some of these teams really, I mean. They really need him. I mean, like Mavericks owner Mark Cuban said that he'd be willing to, you know, to trade for, you know, a rental player. I mean, this is obviously before they said the 5 draft pick. That's true, but I don't know if it's just for the Nets. But they were pretty much for the Nets to be able to go down. They have to give them 5 draft picks. I don't know if it's true, but.
I mean, you could just wait in the offseason when the guy becomes a free agent and sign him instead of just trading away your future.
And I think that's what Knicks is doing, and I think that they're doing the right thing. As much as I love to see Carmelo, you know, wearing a Knicks uniform, but I think it's wise not to blow up this team. I mean, they're developing chemistry.
Yeah.
You shouldn't ruin it. And then look what happened a couple of years ago when Knicks were doing good. You know, I think that was 2004 that happened. They were playing well. They were playing, you know, well. They had Fabry was, you know, had his best run as a Knick. His first year, actually. That was his first year as a Knick also.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep Van Horn, you know, the former Net, training threes. And then they traded him away at the trading deadline and got Tim Thomas. And then, you know, they pretty much backed into the playoffs. And Isaiah said the infamous line, welcome to the playoffs. And.
Yeah, welcome.
And you could say, welcome to the playoffs. You know, Tim Thomas showed who was the real Fugazi.
I remember that.
Kenny Martin and you know, the Nets pretty much swept us.
Yep, I remember that vividly.
Oh man,
I remember that like it was yesterday as well.
Oh yeah, I mean that was the first. I mean, man, I remember talking to you. I was like, man, there's no way we're gonna get swept by these guys.
And we did.
We were down like 2-0, and I'm like, no, man, there's no way we can get swept by these guys. I mean,
we had no chance.
This is what I said. I literally said, there's no way we're going to get swept by these guys. With the Knicks, man, we can't get swept.
Hey, come on.
That was any logic. I mean, you know, I mean, to our knowledge, I mean, we've, you know, been Knicks fans for like, you know, since the 90s, and you know, those teams had grit, and I don't think they ever got swept in the first round. I mean, during that round, you know, during that 90s stretch that they had.
Well, yeah, well, they did, but, I mean, not a 4-game sweep, but like the first 4-game sweep, first round sweep ever.
Yeah, which one was the other one? Was that like 90 or 92 or something like that?
Like 90, 1991, the Bulls got swept like 3 games when Bulls started their championship run.
Yeah. But that was before Riley showed up, right?
I think that could have been when Riley started.
Probably, because probably right.
Could have been when Riley started, I would think, possibly. Could have been that year or 92. I know, well, 92 is definitely there.
Mm-hmm. Walter, yeah, because 92, you know, had the Olympic team and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Was on the Olympic team, stuff like that. But, like, 93 on, you know, like, that, you know, like, the heart of the Knick dynasty, well, can't say it's a dynasty, but their playoff runs, you know, they've, you know, they have, they didn't get swept. I mean, like you said, there's been time in history, like you pointed out, that they've been swept, but.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't sweep them at the, it's very hard to sweep those at. And did they, I mean, the 91 team, did they get swept in the, was it in the first round against the Bulls, or was it later on?
The first round.
Oh, it was in the first round also.
But the Knicks weren't a good team. That, well, I mean, they kind of backed in the playoffs, I think. They won, like, what, 39 games?
Mm-hmm.
Most of them won, like, 61, so Bulls were going to sweep them anyway, so.
Well, yeah. Bulls were going to whoop their butt anyway, but.
I think the Knicks might even won four. It could have been 41 games, my mistake, so.
Hmm.
41 or 42, probably.
Yeah.
Not sure, but. Bulls were a much better team.
Well, yeah,
that's when they started
their
championship.
They won the championship. They beat the Lakers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that says it right there.
Yeah.
But hopefully the Knicks will keep this run going. Hopefully they'll fare better against Spurs and Lakers and all these other Western Conference teams.
I hope so. They're on pace to win at least 50 games right now.
Yeah, they're definitely playing well. But they definitely got to keep it going and try to steal some wins against these, you know, better teams, because they are actually doing what they're supposed to do. Play well, you know, against the bad teams and, you know, beat the decent teams. So they're, you know, doing what they're supposed to do. And like you said, they should be a 40 to 51 team.
Like with Tim Duncan in the face, punch Tony Parker in the mouth.
Put on Desert Housewife when he's about to shoot a free throw.
Smack RJ in the back of his head.
And what was I going to say? Switching gears to the Jets, you know, Jets had a dominant performance.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, Mark Sanchez didn't play that much because they're resting him for the playoff one against the Colts next week.
Yeah.
And Mark Vernell, you know, he threw a couple of, you know, touchdown passes and got his first one. He threw to Santonio Holmes. So congratulations to Mark Vernell, who got his first, I think, his first touchdown since, I think, 06.
It's been wild.
Yeah. But, you know, good win from them. A dominant, you know, win at home against the lowly Buffalo Bills. And, man, it's going to be a rematch of the AFC championship game, except it comes a couple of rounds earlier, in the divisional round.
Yeah. Colts won today. They edged out the Titans by, you know, taking the winning field goal at the end, as time ended, and Colts, they win the division, AFC South, for like the 7 out of 8 years, they won the AFC South. It's AFC South, right, I think, division? No, is it AFC South or North, I'm not thinking.
That's a good question. Man, that's a very good question.
It could be South, I'm not sure, but. North is Baltimore, and yeah, I think it is AFC South.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So they won that division 7 out of 8 years, and they're gonna host the Jets next week in that wild card weekend game.
Yep. And like I told you off air, you know, I would prefer to face them off later. I mean, in a couple of weeks or so. But
yeah.
At least next week. But well, not next week. They are gonna face them. But I would prefer to face them, you know, after getting a win or you know two, you know, in our belt, you know, to give us that confidence to overcome, you know, face those guys, because you know. Grabbing the Peyton Manning, you know, when he, you know, faced us last year, knocked us out. But, I mean, we've beat them before, you know, history-wise.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, it can be done, I mean. And, hey, if, you know, if we're good as we, you know, as the Jets are supposed to be, then, you know, we should beat them. I mean, we should upset them and, you know, beat them. But we'll have to wait and see what goes down.
Yeah, like I told you, you know. If you if the Jets are a good team, they got to go out there and show that they can beat the Colts in their place.
Yep. And the Giants.
Oh, boy. Giants, they won today.
Yep.
They won today, but they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, fortunately.
They had to rely on the Packer and Bear game. They had to hope the Packers lost today. But Packers didn't lose, and Packers won, and they edged out the Giants for that playoff spot since they beat the Giants last week.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Giants collapsed.
Yeah. Just Giants like, had their chances, you know.
Just like the Jets did, what, like a couple, like 2 years ago with Favre and
yeah.
The Mets have been doing since, you know, 07 and 08 season.
I mean, the thing is, you know, that Giant, that Philly game.
Yeah, that's what
stick in my head for a while.
Yeah, that's the season changer right there. Another Philadelphia team pretty much upset a New York team that wears blue. But hopefully Giants will regroup next year and get the pieces available to, you know, overtake their division.
I hope so, man. And I hope the Eagles lose in that first round. They're going to play the Packers.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be an interesting game. We've got Aaron Rodgers versus Michael Vick. I mean, that's going to be sick right there.
Yep.
But funny thing is, I was reading the papers today. Carlson Tucker, I don't know if you from Fox News. You know what I'm talking about? He wears like a bow tie.
Oh, bow tie?
I mean, I don't wear it. I mean, I don't really watch Fox News, but I was reading the paper that, I don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, Jon Stewart made fun of his bow tie once.
Yeah, he was saying that the paraphrase what he was saying, that he's a Christian. And that he believes in second chances, but Michael Vick did a lot of horrible things, and he, you know, he harmed animals, you know, and that he deserved to be executed for that.
Well, you know, I don't know if he should be executed.
Well, yeah, I mean that was kind of contradictory.
Yeah.
That's the word. I mean. He was contradicting himself, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you're a Christian, man. You're not supposed to say things like that.
Yeah, I mean, he did do. I mean, I agree. He did do horrible things. I mean, does definitely deserve to be punished. I mean, he did get punished. I mean, he did get locked up 2 years. And, but to say he get executed, I mean, that doesn't really speak of forgiveness. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I think he should be executed because. And we kill animals all the time, and we eat them. Do people forget about this?
Well, that's kind of like what South Park was saying about the when they were making fun of the dolphin episode. That you know, the dolphins were the ones that that were fighting against, you know. The Japanese army, kamikaze, you know, I mean, well, not against the army. They were the one that fought against, you know, the Japanese soldiers in World War II.
Right.
And afterwards, the South Park kids changed it and made it that was the chicken and the cows that did it. That's how. Then they were to attack against them, and then they were, I guess, pretty much showing that, you know, that that, you know, humans, I mean, we kill chickens and beef.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing, even though some of the, you know, the Japanese fishermen do hunt dolphins for various reasons. I mean,
I don't get it. I mean, we harm and kill animals and eat them, so what's the difference?
No, but I mean, the difference is that
but dogs are domesticated?
Well, I mean, not only because domesticated, the way how he did it, he shot them in the head, he electrocuted them, he choked them, he drowned them. I mean, it was really excessive. He even made the dogs kill each other, and I mean, pretty sure some of the listeners, viewers, right? Well, actually, I was right the first time. Listeners, you know more about the story than I do, but you know, it's the excessiveness of his crimes that is really, you know, the major thing, you know, why, you know, people are offended.
Yeah, well, you know, he did his time. He should be forgiven, but I mean, you know, I'm not a big fan of the guy because I'm not a big fan of the Eagles, but I don't think he should be executed because of that.
Well, yeah, I'm not a fan of his either. And I do think I don't know if he has remorse for what he did. I think he feels sorry that he got caught and, you know, his career almost ended. But, you know, if he, you know, second chances, we got to see if he learns from his mistakes. I mean, he pretty much has to go to, like, different places to, you know, talk about, you know, the mistakes he did and try to teach kids, I think, in the Atlanta area. And, around his, you know, where he was, you know, to teach young kids, not, you know, who are, you know, in the South who love to, you know, do, you know, dog fighting or cock fighting and all these other type of animal fighting. They, you know, just, you know, not to do that.
I mean, he's rebounding. He's had a good season with the Eagles.
Well, yeah. And there was even some controversy that, you know, Obama praised him for, you know, for the Eagles for giving him a second chance.
Yeah. Everybody deserves second chances.
Well, yeah. I mean, he did do a horrible thing, but, I mean, hey, he got a second chance, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully he will seriously learn from his mistakes.
Yeah.
But, let's see, switching gears here for a couple of minutes. The big thing that happened this week in WWE was CM Punk joining the Nexus.
Who would have seen that coming?
Nope, I didn't see that coming until maybe a couple of minutes before it happened. Because John Cena came out, he was calling out CM Punk because CM Punk, you know, has been hitting him with a chair for the past 2 weeks.
Yep.
And then I was talking to you, and I was like, I texted you, I was like, I think CM Punk is going to join Nexus or something. And afterwards, sure enough, he came out, and of course Nexus, as they do every week, beat up John Cena. And then afterwards, CM Punk comes out and does the, you know, the GTS, the go to sleep, finishing move on him, and then he takes the armband with the Nexus hand on it and put it on his arm.
Yeah.
And then he lifts his hand, you know, kind of like the Nation of Domination. But Justin Gabriel from the Nexus was the only person that didn't raise his hand. And then minutes later, then he raised his hand. Apparently, maybe Vince McMahon was yelling his ear or something. Who knows? Because everybody was raising their hands in Nexus to show that there's solidarity with most likely their new leader, CM Punk. And then Justin Gabriel was just staring. Yeah. I don't know if he was just caught up in the moment or whatnot. But he forgot to raise his hand. I don't know if he saw. I
forgot. Don't know.
You know what I'm saying? But everybody in his group is, you know, raising their hands. And it was like, you know, him not raising his hand looked like hey, I'm against this. Then afterwards he raised his hand, you know.
Yeah, I wonder what's gonna happen to Wade Barrett now.
Yeah, that's the major thing. That is Wade Barrett gonna, you know, be second or third command after David Otunga, or will he be second? Or most likely a more realistic scenario, he joins forces with Cena, even though they don't like each other, to try to get rid of Nexus once and for all.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the only interesting thing that's going on in WWE. The Edge versus Kane rivalry, I mean, that should end.
Oh, that's been going on for months.
Yeah.
Ended already.
For real. The Rey Mysterio and, what's his name? Alberto Del Rio. It was a good rivalry when it started. And now it's getting stale. I mean,
it's
fighting each other all the time now. I mean, when it first happened, it was like, wow, who's this new guy? He actually beat Rey Mysterio. But now it's like, the rivalry is not really, I mean, there's nothing more for you could do with the rivalry.
Alberto Rio is getting on my nerves with that damn song. You like his song?
Yeah, I like it.
Ew.
I like the what you would call it, the announcer, you know, talking in Spanish.
Oh yeah, announcing him.
The only thing I don't like about his entrance is his gold short shorts.
And his
white pants.
White scarf.
Well, the scarf fits his whole, you know, aristocratic, you know, JBL kind of gimmick.
That's exactly what he is, a JBL copycat.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he is. He's like a Razor Ramon wannabe / a JBL.
Yeah.
That's pretty much his gimmick is. Even Christian said that he's a JBL copycat.
I agree with you, man. That rivalry is getting... It's being worn out. It's worn out right now. We need to stop.
Now Edge, a 10-time champion, hopefully this will lead to, when Christian returns, hopefully that will lead to Edge and Christian WrestleMania rivalry, which fans have been asking for like the past 2 or 3 years.
Right.
Hopefully that will finally happen.
Captain Charisma.
That would be sweet, you know, him finally winning a title.
Yeah.
And another one is the Miz and Morrison. That might go down. Well, that's going down. It is tomorrow.
Maybe Morrison might win the Royal Rumble.
It might be. Because Edge and Miz and Morrison are going to fight for the title tomorrow, Fall Count Anywhere.
Yeah.
Should be a good match. I don't see Miz losing the title anytime soon.
Nah.
Too early. You're trying to build this guy as a, you know, a credible champion.
Nah, he's not going to lose it now.
And I read in the internet that there's rumors that they're training Michael Cole how to wrestle, how to, you know, take bumps, you know.
Why?
Why? I guess turn him heel. I don't know. Maybe to have a Jerry the King Lawler that's so cool. Who knows?
Messed up.
Jerry the King Lawler has been fighting a lot lately. Don't you know that?
I don't.
What's the point of this whole Jerry the King Lawler, you know, fight?
I have no idea, man.
He fought like three out of the 4 weeks, I think.
And he's fighting this week also. Probably.
I don't know what happened.
We were talking about it, but we were on the phone. Neither do I.
We had a party.
Oh, right. And that food fight broke out.
They had another fatal four-way.
Oh, right.
Got 619 by Ray.
Right.
I just remember now. But other than that, nothing else happened. Reportedly, Cody Rhodes, a house show, said he doesn't like Mexico. But I'm assuming that's part of the gimmick.